From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we gather around the radio on this Friday and draw to a conclusion our study entitled Faith Over Fear. I certainly do pray that you've been able to be by the radio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we've been studying from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, that as believers, when we face fearful times, it's important that we have faith in the Lord to provide so that the fear does not ruin us, but that our faith in the Lord gives us the victory. Now, we've been defining faith this week as the unwavering confidence in the power, the provision, and the protection of God. And keep in mind that true faith always has God as its object. And the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, we cannot be saved. And without faith, we cannot serve the Lord. And so often, we find that many believers allow fear to rule in their lives over faith, when in reality, we must see that it is faith that we exercise in our lives over fear. And that's why we've been studying down through Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. So I trust that you've been able to be with us throughout the course of this week. Let me read this passage for us one more time. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and then we will bring our study to a conclusion. It says, "And the same day when even was come, he, Jesus, saith unto them, the disciples, Let us pass over unto the other side." That would be the other side of the Sea of Galilee, because Jesus was in that region teaching. And it says, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Now keep in mind that we're talking about having faith over fear. And one of the things that I emphasized, I think it was on Tuesday, is that as believers, we cannot afford to have fear in our life and ministry, but neither can we afford to be without faith in our life and ministry. We need to consistently have faith in God in the midst of the fearful situations in life. On Wednesday, we noted the presence of the storm, and we indicated, as it says there in verse 37, there arose a great storm. That we indicated that there will be storms in life. You will face them, I will face them. Yesterday, we focused on the power of the Savior. You see, fear is needless because Jesus is always in the boat of the Christian. Jesus is on our side. And we see that here in verses 38 and 39, that as the storm came up, Jesus was asleep, but he was in the boat. And when the disciples woke him up, he brought peace to the storm. And the winds ceased, and the waves ceased. But that leads us to a third point, and that is the problem of the saints. Again, look at verses 40 and 41. It says, "And he, Jesus, said unto the disciples, after they woke him and after he calmed the storm, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? You see, the problem with many saints today, when I'm talking about a saint, I'm talking about those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. We are called saints of God, holy ones, set apart unto God. If you know the Lord Jesus, you are a saint. And one of the biggest problems that we find today is that many saints have fear instead of faith. And right now, there's no doubt about it, but I'm talking to somebody who's facing a great storm, and let me make it personal. You're not exercising faith in God, are you? Because you're allowing the fear of the situation to overwhelm you. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that which is not of faith is sin. So if you are allowing fear to rule you in the face of the storms of life, that's a sinful situation, beloved. It's important to exercise faith. Now, we see two legitimate questions in verse 40. Jesus said to his disciples, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know, the disciples had been with Jesus for 2 years now. As I mentioned the other day, up to this point, there were at least 13 recorded miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ performed. By now, you would have thought that they would have understood who Jesus is and what he can do. But the problem was they really did not have a committed faith in the Lord. Why? Well, look at the legitimate answer in verse 41 as it is brought out. It says, And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? You see, they really did not know who Jesus Christ was. When it says that they said, What manner of man is this? Literally, that means they said, Who is this one? Now, let me just pause there a moment. The problem of the saints today is that many times when we face the storms of life, we allow fear to rule rather than faith. Why? Because we forget who Jesus Christ is. We forget who Jesus Christ is. Let me encourage you today to ask yourself the question, What manner of man is Jesus? And then answer it. Who is this Jesus that is in the boat? Who is this Jesus that is in your life, beloved, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior? Who is this Jesus that will guard you in the face of the storms of life? Who is he? First of all, he is the Almighty God. Because of that, he's the all-powerful God. And then he is the creator of the universe. And then he is the redeemer of the world. And then he is the sustainer of our salvation. And then he is the coming king. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the God of gods. Jesus Christ is the one who can be trusted in the midst of the storms of life. And as the Word of God teaches us in Romans chapter 8, that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So, are you facing a storm right now? You're fearful because of the things that are going on in the world around you. You're fearful because of the things that are going on in your life. You're fearful because of what you hear and what you sense and what you propose that's going to be taking place. Well, first of all, let me say this. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, why don't you trust him as your personal Savior right now? The Bible says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never done that, if you've never trusted Christ, why don't you call upon his name right now and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your sincere prayer, he will save you. Then secondly, as a believer, trust Christ as your personal sustainer. Don't just trust Christ as your personal Savior, but trust Him as your personal sustainer, because He's in the boat. He's the one who causes, allows, and directs all the storms of life. And He does it so that we might grow to serve Him, grow to trust Him, grow to see Him in a greater way in our lives. So trust Him. I trust this study throughout the course of the week has been an encouragement to you and will encourage you to grow in your faith so that you have faith over fear in your life rather than fear over faith. But as we draw this to a conclusion, let me say this. Number one, you can trust Jesus. Number two, you must trust Jesus if you want to see Him work. Number three, you will trust Jesus, won't you? Won't you? You can trust Him. You must trust Him. You will trust Him, won't you? If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, again, I say, simply call upon His name. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And then, as a Christian, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in light of His glory and grace. Faith over fear brings victory in the presence of the greatest storms of life. Well, thank you so very, very much for listening today and for being there by the radio. I trust you have a great weekend. Go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, we'll join you again Monday with another study in the Word of God on the living truth. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.